Hey there, Texas residents. Welcome back to Insurance Talk Texas. Today, we're diving into why homeowners insurance rates are so different across Collin County cities. Your neighbor in McKinney could be paying way less than someone in Plano, and it's not about house size.
Exactly. And what's happening right now is major carriers like Lemonade are pulling out of Collin County completely. Progressive is restricting new policies. If you're shopping for coverage, you need someone like Shell Insurance who knows these local markets. Call them at 972-423-4546.
That's so important. Texas has experienced 190 climate disasters since 1980, each causing over $1 billion in damage. We're literally the hail and windstorm capital of America, and that's driving carriers away.
So let's break down what each area faces. McKinney residents, you've got Wilson Creek, Franklin Branch, Stover Creek, and Honey Creek systems. Just because you're not next to water doesn't mean you're flood safe. Over half the Hurricane Harvey flood damage was outside designated zones.
Crucial point. Flood insurance isn't covered by regular homeowners policies. You need separate coverage, and there's usually a 30-day waiting period. Shell Insurance at shellinsurance.com, that's SCHELLinsurance.com, walks you through exactly what flood zones affect your McKinney neighborhood.
Plano homeowners face different challenges. Average cost run over $4,000 annually for $300,000 in coverage. But here's what's shocking. Poor credit can add $924 per year compared to good credit.
$924 just from credit score. Plus, older Plano homes pay about 40% higher rates than new construction. But established neighborhoods might qualify for discounts most people don't know about.
That's why local expertise matters. Frisco and Allen areas have newer construction and premium materials, but you're more exposed to severe weather. However, impact-resistant windows and fire-resistant roofing can qualify you for significant discounts.
Construction type makes a huge difference, too. Frame construction costs up to 10% more than brick. Stucco or hardy board runs about 3% higher than brick veneer.
Now here's what's catching everyone off guard: wind and hail deductibles. These are totally separate from your regular deductible and calculated as 1-5% of your dwelling coverage. So if you've got $200,000 in dwelling coverage with a 5% wind deductible, you're paying $10,000 out of pocket before insurance kicks in for hail damage. That's way different from a $1,000 regular deductible.
$10,000? That's a massive surprise for homeowners who think they've only got a $1,000 deductible to worry about. And here in North Texas, where we get severe hailstorms and tornado activity regularly, this wind deductible situation is absolutely critical information. Shell Insurance explains exactly what your wind deductible exposure is and whether there are ways to adjust it. Reach them at 972-423-4546.
Now, let's talk about something affecting all of Collin County. FEMA is updating flood maps throughout the entire county. Properties that weren't in flood zones 15 years ago might be designated as high risk now because all the new development fundamentally changes water flow patterns and drainage systems.
This is huge for homeowner budgets. If you get newly mapped into a high-risk zone, your mortgage lender's gonna require flood insurance. You do have appeal rights if you disagree with new flood zone designations, but you need solid technical data and must work through your local floodplain administrator.
Bottom line, whether you're in McKinney with flood concerns, Plano with higher costs, or Frisco and Allen with newer construction, you need someone who understands these local differences.
Absolutely. With carriers pulling out left and right, you can't just get online quotes anymore. You need someone with carrier relationships who knows which companies are still writing policies in North Texas. If traditional carriers won't cover you, Texas has the FAIR plan as a last resort, but you need to be denied by two companies first, and coverage is limited.
Here's what every Collin County homeowner should do. First, know your specific risks. McKinney folks, check flood zones. Plano residents, understand how home age affects rates. Frisco and Allen areas, explore impact-resistant discounts.
Second, review your wind deductible exposure. Third, consider flood insurance even outside designated zones. Most importantly, work with local experts who understand these challenges.
The team at Shell Insurance has the carrier relationships and local knowledge to navigate this difficult market. Visit shellinsurance.com. That's SCHELL insurance.com.
Your home's probably your biggest investment. With everything happening in Texas insurance right now, You need expert guidance to stay properly protected without overpaying.
That wraps today's Insurance Talk Texas. Remember, your Collin County location creates unique insurance needs. Don't leave coverage to chance.
Thanks for joining us, Texas. Stay protected, and we'll see you next time.